Since Zephyrus first tasted the charms of Coiflora, sure nature ne'er beamed on so lovely a morn. 10,000 sweet birds court the smile of Aurora, and the woods loudly echo the sound of the horn. And the woods loudly echo the sound of the horn. Yet the morn's not so lovely, so brilliant, so gay, as our splendid appearance in gallant array. When already mounted, we number our forces, enough the wild boar and the tiger to scare. Pity 50 stout beings, count dogs, men, and horses, should encounter such peril to kill one poor hare. Little wretch, thy fate's hard, thou wert gentle and blameless, yet a type of the world in thy fortune we see. And virtue by monsters as cruel and shameless, for defenseless and timid is humbled like thee. For defenseless and timid is humbled like thee. See vainly each path how she doubles and tries. If she scapes the hound treachery, by slander she dies. To o'ercome that meek fear for which men should respect her, every art is employed, every sly subtle snare. Pity those that were born to defend and protect her, should hunt to her ruin so timid a hare. Thus it fares with poor merit, which mortals should cherish as the heaven-gifted spark that illumines the mind, as reason's best honor left with it should perish. Every grace that perfection can lend to the mind, every grace that perfection can lend to the mind. Hark, envy's pack opens, the grim lurcher fear, and the mongrel vexation skulks sly in the rear. The rest all rush on, at their head the whelp slander, the fell mastiff malice, the greyhound despair. Pity beings best known by bright truth and fair candor should hunt down the shame to manhood so harmless a hare. Their sports at an end, harsh reflections beguiler, to some thoughtless oblivion their souls they resign. The seducer takes pleasure to revenge the reviler, the hunter's oblivion for harmless is wine. The hunter's oblivion for harmless is wine. Thus having destroyed every rational joy that can dignify reason, they reason destroy. And yet not in vain is this lesson in spirit, art of reverence for genius, respect for the fair. So the tear of lost virtue and poor ruin merit, the sad spirits shall appease of the innocent hair.